This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get into our study, continue our study, actually, in the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. We're at chapter 9 now, if you'd like to follow along. Chapter 9. We're going to begin with verse 1. This is a lament over Zion and Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Let's get right into it. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a wayfarer's lodging place, that I might leave my people. Have you ever thought about actually leaving? Leaving? You know, the Bible, this is quite scriptural. The Bible says, come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. In other words, don't be a part of the popular crowd. I don't care if it's popular Christian crowd. Don't be a part of it. Because God says in His Word, what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. Remember that. And you'll get a long ways, because some people think, well, you got to be like the crowd. Got to be like the crowd. You got to be, and no, you don't. You very much don't have to be like the crowd. And it's a good feeling to come out and be separate, and only be joined to Christ, because that is the only one that you need to be joined to when it's all said and done. I know we're part of each other. We're part of the body of Christ. But that doesn't mean that you partake of the sin of the body of the backslider. You never partake of the sins of the backsliding. And stay away, keep away, because it is a very important that you have your own identity in Christ. Have your own identity in Christ. Don't take on the identity of everyone else. Take on the identity of Christ, and you'll never lose. They'll never lose. Let's read on. For the slain of the daughter of my people, oh, that I had in the desert a wayfarer's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go from them. For all of them are adulterers. All of them are adulterers. Every last one. Jeremiah is saying here, I need to get away. I need to completely go away, separate myself, because the sin is so great. All of them are adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like that bow. They bend their tongue like their bow. Their tongue is forever bent. Lies and not truth prevail in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil. You know, you can go from evil to evil. You can go one level of evil to another. Pretty soon, you know, it's like a frog in a pond. I mean, not a pond, actually, a frog in a pot. Boiling. a degree at a time. It's going, advancing into evil. It gets easier and easier and easier as you go. Have you ever noticed that? Evil gets easy after a while. And you have to cut it off. You have to die to it. Otherwise, you're going to fall for it. And it gets so easy that you have no conscience. After a while, you can't even feel it. The Holy Spirit's tugging in. When you first get involved with it, the Holy Spirit is telling you, hey, that's wrong. Don't get into that. But then soon you lose your feeling. You lose it. And pretty soon you have no feeling, no conviction. You can't tell if you're doing right or wrong. It all gets easy. And you just advance from evil to evil. One level of evil to another level of evil. And that's the way we've done over the years, actually. Take a look at the television set. Take a look at the programming and everything. It advanced. It has advanced from one level of evil to the next level. And it has gone higher and higher into the most evil that you can imagine. All of them are adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like their bow. Lies and not truth prevail in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil. You know, you go from evil to evil. You can also go from good to good. You can go from righteousness to righteousness. You can go from one level of righteousness up to the next level of righteousness. And it's an advance just the opposite, because you're following after the Spirit. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. You're listening to Him, and He's teaching you every day. We go from one level of righteousness to the next level of righteousness. And they do not know me, declares the Lord. They don't even know me. They're following their own God, which is not a God. They're following a bunch of gods that do not talk. They don't do anything. They're just simply wasting the time of those who worship Him. And they're dumb. They can't talk. They can't speak. They can't hear. And they can't do anything. And then they, on top of that, they throw their children in the fire. They throw their children in the fire to these false gods. What a terrible thing. They proceed from one level of evil to the next. And they do not know me, declares the Lord. Let everyone be on guard against this, his neighbor. Let everyone be on guard against his neighbor. Why? Because your neighbor will lead you to hell. Did you know that? Your neighbor will lead you to hell if you allow it. If you let them. If they're not a Christian, if they're not born again and Bible-believing and following after the Holy Spirit, they can lead you to hell. You better believe it, folks. Let everyone be on guard against his neighbor. And do not trust any brother. Don't trust any brother. You know, Jeremiah said this. Don't trust any brother. Don't be so gullible that you just sign any paper or give away anything. Or you know, just give away the farm just on a whim. Be careful what you do. Be careful. Don't trust any brother. That doesn't mean you don't love them. You love your brothers and sisters. But don't trust anyone. Jeremiah is saying this. You don't know where they're at. You don't know what they are. Where they're at in their Christian walk. They could be down on the lowest level. And they could drag you down if you're not very, very careful. Because every brother deals craftily. Every brother deals craftily. Keep this scripture in your head. Every brother deals craftily. If you remember that, what's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. You'll realize that just because everyone's doing it, everyone's going there, they got a gigantic megachurch. Everybody's going. You better watch it. You better watch it. Because if everybody's doing it, beware. If everybody's going there, beware. Megachurches are falling left and right. They are falling, and they're soon to be exposed, many of them. Some of them are still very, very popular. But if they haven't, if God and the Holy Spirit hasn't exposed these things to you, then open your mind, open your heart, because we need to get a hold of what the Holy Spirit is teaching. And He's not teaching you megachurch. He's not teaching you these different things about prosperity and things. He's teaching you a death to the self-will. He's teaching you to die. To die and be raised up again. And be one of those that are resurrected like Christ. And you have the Holy Spirit, the truth of God, ruling and reigning inside of you. That's the most important thing. Because every brother deals craftily, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Have you noticed that? Every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. You know, if you want to get involved with gossip, go to church. And I'm not saying don't go to church, but the trouble is, and the sad part is, you can get involved with gossip in church. And that shouldn't be. It should be something that when somebody mentions a brother or a sister, just immediately say, you know what? I don't even want to listen to that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it because it's something that I can't change. And all I can do is talk about it. All I can do is bad mouth. So just, I have enough trouble keeping my own self in line. I have enough trouble keeping me following God. I have enough trouble keeping me from saying and speaking the wrong things. I have enough trouble doing the things that are right according to the Holy Spirit and according to what I believe. And I haven't got the time to worry about someone else because, you know what? I have more problems probably than they do. I have more problems, and it's very possible, than anyone else. So why should I want to listen to anything else? And every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Don't even listen to it because, you know, it's not going to do you any good. And just because you're better, just because you think you're better and you're greater and you don't do those things, and it's not going to improve your righteousness is not going to improve your standing to God. The only thing that will improve your standing is if you get on your knees and pray for those people. You get on your knees and you pray. You know what? I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to stand in the gap, and hopefully they'll come around to the Holy Spirit again. I am going to stand in the gap for them. I'm not going to be one of those that just create more and more confusion and more gossip and more garbage and light the fire and pour gasoline on it and walk away. Be one of those that pray and pray for that one that is being gossiped about, because you'll be the next one. You will be the next one. And chances are you'll be wishing and hoping that they're going to pray for you. And you may need that prayer. And what you do to others that's what's going to come back to you. So be careful. It is very, very expedient that you get down on your knees when you hear gossip and pray for those that are involved, that they might come back to Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to leave you there, and we'll take up this this fourth or fifth verse tomorrow. And let's hope that we get something out of this. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we give our lives to you. We give our lives to you. We give our heart. We give our mouth. We give our everything we have to you. Let us die to the junk that we shouldn't be involved in. And let us be resurrected unto Christ in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and all these will be up there eventually. And shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.